The Treasury Star Parade. This is Jimmy Wallington, ladies and gentlemen, introducing another program brought to you by the United States Treasury Department. To assure final victory and peace, we must all continue to buy war bonds and stamps every week or every payday. Remember, your purchase of war bonds and stamps is a safe and sound investment in the future security of America. Recently, New York theatergoers saw an impressive demonstration of United Nations singleness of purpose in the opening of a new play by one of Russia's frontline reporters, Konstantin Simonov. The play is called, very simply, The Russian People. In dignity and ardor, it lives up to its title. The scene we now present is intended by the authors to show forth the character of the German invader, an invader who, were it not for the Russian resistance, might now be threatening our own borders. With the original Broadway cast, including Eleonora Mendelssohn, Margaret Waller, William Moulton, John Dawson, and E.A. Crumschmidt, we bring you a scene from the new Theater Guild play, The Russian People.
My name is Maria Karitonova. I'm not proud of my name. It has been dishonored before the people of Russia. Through no act of mine, I swear, through no act of mine. My husband, Karitonov, is a doctor. We were happy and almost what you Americans would call prosperous before the war. When the Germans came and they took our town and all that was in it, almost all of my neighbors resisted to the end and paid with their lives. Those who lived fought on with the guerrilla bands behind the lines. But my husband was weak. Because he was a doctor and we were, he thought, a little better than the other people, he gave in. He allowed the Germans to set him up as the puppet mayor of our town. He allowed two pigs of German officers to live in our house. He did his best to silence me. He would say...
When will you learn to keep your tongue behind your teeth?
For 30 years I've been trying.
Did you visit Marfa Sofonova?
Yes, recently.
And you told her everything I said?
Yes, but it's repulsive to me.
And suppose I am killed? Will that be less repulsive to you?
Now tomorrow, go around to see her again. In passing, mention that I suffer. You hear me? I'm sick and tired of the Germans, tell her. I don't like them, tell her. It made me sick when they appointed me their mayor.
You hear me, Maria?
Now what's the point of all this?
Madame Safanova's son commands the Russians across the river. The old woman receives visitors. Guerrillas, yes. Maybe she'll tell them I don't like the Germans. In Kherson, the mayor was killed by guerrillas. I don't want him killed in this town, because in this town it means me.
Good God, instead of all this horror, why don't we leave? Why don't we abandon all our things and run away and hide somewhere?
Hide? Where? And my things? What about my things? Without me, my things will still be things, but without them, I'd be so much trash. Yes, trash and nothing more.
Oh, idiot, don't you understand that?
Open the door.
The monsters!
Why?
They murdered her. Before my very eyes, they murdered her.
Whom did they murder?
Tanya, my neighbor Tanya. At first I thought to the devil with you, traitor. But you are a doctor and her labor pains began. I was bringing her here and now she's under your window lying there dead.
Please, not so loud. Why am I to blame?
Didn't you sign the 5 o'clock curfew order? Didn't you sign it? Anyone seen on the streets after then to be shot?
Here, no. Here. Who is that shouting?
It's me shouting. Why was a woman killed in the middle of the streets? Answer me that, you German.
Who is that woman?
Oh, she's one of the... They were coming to see me. Her neighbor was in labor pain and the patrol shot at them.
To be shot in the street after 5 o'clock is in perfect order. Women are no exceptions. Nor anyone else. And you will be placed under arrest and tried for breaking the law.
Have me tried by your court. Kill me like you did her. I could choke you with these naked hands.
Captain Werner?
Yeah?
Telephone the officer on duty. I think we shall have to hang you.
Unhang me!
Aritona? Yes. What's her name?
Safonova.
There's someone in the Russian army? Sons? Husbands?
Maybe, but
yes,
I do not...
Yes, sons! Husbands! All in the army!
Yes. We shall have to hang you.
And I had a son in the army, too. So hang me, too. I hate you. I hate
Maria,
you. Yes, you
too.
I hate every one of you. You torture us. Yes, we are his friends. And we both have sons in the war. Yes.
Diana, take the old woman. Let the other one go.
Oh, thank you, Herr Captain. She won't do that again.
Thank him. Thank him, you Judas. Grovel at his feet. I spit in the German's face, but you deserve it more.
Herr Captain, take no notice. She's a nervous woman. She doesn't mean it. They were childhood friends and
it's
they
quite always... all right, Doctor. In view of your services to us, I forgive your wife.
Oh.
Madame Karitonova, how could I ever forget the work your husband has done for us? She is crying, Karitonov, instead of being happy that you helped us. Madame, may I remind you that Captain Werner and myself will want some tea very shortly?
Yes. I'll go. Tea, oh yes, I'll go.
Captain Werner?
Coming, sir.
Werner, we shall now conduct an interesting psychological experiment. Observe, please. Doctor?
Yes? Herr Captain?
I trust that you are sincerely loyal to us, Doctor. Oh,
certainly, Herr Captain.
And those who fight us, they are your enemies, too.
Yes, Herr Captain.
Be more precise, Doctor.
Enemies, Herr Captain.
And when we kill them, you'll be glad.
I should, Herr Captain.
Be more precise. I'll be glad.
I'll be glad, Herr Captain.
I hope your wife was lying when she said your son was fighting
us. I regret it is true, Herr Captain. We are not on speaking terms, but he is in the army.
To your great regrets.
Yes, Herr Captain, to my great regrets.
But your regrets would be at an end if he were not in the army.
Yes.
Come a bit closer, then. Here is a photograph. Is this face familiar to you?
Yes. This is Nikolai, my son.
I see it is. Now, Doctor, this photograph was sent to me by our intelligence service. You will notice that it has been punctured by a bullet. The identification papers which accompany the photograph are also bullet punctured. Now you can rest content. Your son is no longer in the army. He's dead. Huh? Now you can sleep more soundly without regrets. Well, and you please...
Close the door.
Diana! And you are not pleased with this, Doctor? Yes or no?
Yes. Please.
You see, Werner, the doctor is pleased that his son is dead. Doctor, call your wife.
Oh, please, no, please, don't make me do
wife.
That, please.
Wish our tea, please call her.
Maria.
You called me. The tea will be brewed in a minute.
Madame, it appears you had a son in the army.
I have a son in the army.
No, you had a son in the army. Or, as your husband says, I regret my son was in the army.
What?
Is that clear?
No.
He was, but he isn't.
What? What are you saying?
Please don't imagine for a moment that I have anything to do with this. I would never treat a mother so cruelly, but here, look at this photograph.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's why I said you had a son.
Oh.
Well, why are you so silent? That's exactly what your husband said. He was glad. Doctor. Didn't you say you were pleased? You mean you were not pleased? Not telling the truth?
Now I will go and brew the tea. And so I went and made the tea. Because my husband is a doctor, I knew where to find what I needed to make a proper tea for Germans. When I had done what was necessary, I returned. Here is the tea.
Won't you kindly pour it? It's so much more pleasant for a soldier when a woman pours the tea. Isn't that true, Doctor? Here, have some tea with me. I'm pleased to sit at the same table with a loyal friend.
Yes.
Madame, please pour your husband some tea. That's fine. Well, doctor, aren't you going to drink up?
Please excuse me, Captain. I'm not feeling well. I really couldn't drink any tea.
Just as you please, then.
Anything else you wish, Herr Captain?
Juana, aren't you drinking either?
No. No, thank you, Captain.
Oh, come. Many men have died. What's one more or less? Look, that's hardly the proper drink for a toast. But I'll propose one anyhow. To Nikolai, son of Karitonov.
You devil! What did you...
You've poisoned him.
Yes, we poisoned him. Yes, we did. My husband and I poisoned him.
No, Herr Captain. She's lying. We didn't do this.
We did it. We did it. Stand up. Stand up, Karitonov. Stand up. Stand up on your feet this time. Yes, we did it. Both of us. You Germans, we hate you. We hate you to death!
Havana. She did the whole thing. It wasn't me. Not me.
It was we. No. You killed our boy, and we poisoned that snake of yours.
You won't get a trial. You're going to be hanged right here and now by your neck.
Hang us. Hang us. Maria. Oh, God, yes, hang us. Maria. But you'll never hang all of us. You'll die here as he did. You'll die here in Russia. But the Russian people will never die.
So one voice cried out, and was no doubt silenced by that all-out enemy whose bloody hands reached out to grasp everything his neighbor had, including his very soul. Everything went down before him, and everyone was beaten to his knees, except a few. And those few stood on their feet and stared back at him out of sullen, hate-filled eyes. And he knew he must beat them down so that they could never rise again. He knew while there was just one of them left to face him, his cardboard empire was in danger. So he beat them down. But they rose again and again and again in ever-increasing numbers until he began to know fear and panic. That happy, blissful dream he had of enslaving the world was becoming a nightmare. And now we must get on with the job of waking him up. The unending rumble of tanks going his way will do it. The constant roar of bombs destroying his cities will do it. And that's your job, ladies and gentlemen, here in America, to keep those tanks moving and those bombs falling. Because bonds and stamps will turn them out. Bonds and stamps will keep them going. At least 10% of what you earn every payday in bonds and stamps will do it. We must each pay something for our share of the safety and security that can come only with peace and victory. Thousands are paying with their lives every day. We remind you here at home of your sacred duty to lend at least 10% of what you earn every payday for bonds and stamps. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the members of the New York Theater Guild, the author, Konstantin Simonov, and Clifford Odets for his radio adaptation. And special thanks to this station for the use of its facilities. This program was produced by Henry Hayward. Check the radio columns of your local papers and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.